Now joined by the head coach of the Gilman City Lady Hawks, Adam Clark. Gilman City girls and boys both going to be at Holiday Hoops on Thursday and then have an HTC road trip to Winston to take on the Redbirds on Friday. We start with the girls' interview. A lot of games from last week. A win against Union Star, 9-point loss to Stuartsville, and a 16-point loss to Pattonsburg. Coach, as far as the girls go, it's 1-2 week, but you got a win. You got a couple of losses where it looks like the girls played pretty well. It looks like your team took a pretty good step last week.
Yeah, it was a busy week, but it was a good week for the most part. We started out the week playing Union Star, and we played well there. I thought did really well as a team. Julie Ward led us with 25 points, and Sydney Gibson stepped up and had a big night. She gave us 16 points, and then the entire rest of our bench was able to put at least a bucket on the board for us each. So it was a really good night for our offense. And that was a great way to start out the week. And Stuartsville, I thought we played pretty well for the most part. We just kind of fizzled out towards the end and didn't have enough to finish on a run. That was a home game for us. We had, Lindsay Snuffer stepped up for us that night and put up double-digit points. And we just kind of, like I said, fizzled out right there in the fourth quarter. Didn't have enough gas to finish, so to speak. But then we went down to Pattonsburg on Friday night, and that was an interesting game. We battled early, kind of fell behind a little bit, not too bad, and just came down to shooting. We just couldn't get shots to fall for us. We were able to get to the free throw line several times. Jolie Ward had a great night for us, put up 20 points, but we just couldn't quite slow down Pattonsburg and put some more points on the board to get us close.
Yeah, we were trying to come up with the name of Pattonsburg has an old GRC player, I believe, name of Bailey, right?
Yeah, Webby Bailey.
Webby Bailey. How tough is she to stop, Coach?
She's really tough. She had a ton of points against us, and it's not that they put the entire offense around her. She just does a good job of finding her opportunities to score, whether it be off the dribble penetration or hitting some open shots and even, getting some rebounds and putting them back in. So she's a very good player.
Southwest Livingston coming up at the Ketchum Center on Thursday. It'll be nice for your team because, coaches have talked with me about this, whether it be yesterday on the phone or today, that it just kind of gets you off rhythm when you get a snow day because obviously you can't get into the gym on a snow day. So the next 2 days of practice are big for the girls going into Thursday.
Right. We need to get back in here and get back into the groove of shooting and getting after each other defensively, and so that way we can prepare for Thursday, Friday. We got back-to-back nights to play, and anytime you go to NCMC, you just got to prepare yourself. It's a little bit bigger floor, a bigger atmosphere, and so it's good for us to be in those situations to let the kids experience it, and so then you got to turn around and have a rivalry matchup on a Friday night. So it'll be a whirlwind of an end to the week.
The big change here, Coach, from the Osborne game and the two Gallatin tournament games to last week is that you got to win. That's a big change, obviously, because that got that goose egg on the win column off of the girls. But the two losses that they have, they were competitive. One was a 9-point game, well, the other a 16-point game, where I'm sure it's a little bit closer than that through the third portion of the ball game. Do you sense that the girls got a boost of confidence with being able to score the ball decently well and being competitive in all three games last week?
I think so. It was definitely a step in the right direction for us. We've tried to make it a big priority for everybody to look to put some points on the board for us to help us out offensively. I thought last week was a good week for us. There was a couple times where we played hard, but then we would just get a little bit tired. And once you get a little tired, it's hard to get those shots that normally fall. And so, with our short bench, you don't get very many opportunities to sit and rest for very long. So the opportunity to play is great. But then these girls have got to start developing that attitude of we're going to keep playing hard even when we think we're a little bit tired.
This Southwest team that Coach Upton built and Coach Bothwell kind of ran with a little bit, and they had great success. It's kind of the old story with a Class 1 school. It goes great until you start graduating your talent. And if you don't have talent that's equal to the talent to graduate, you might have a year or two that are tough. They had a year last year that was tough, but I think this is where the program gets tested at Southwest. Can you build it back up to where it was? And I would imagine with some of the pride that they got down there, or some of the athletes, that they won't be down for long.
You're right. When your program has has history of being successful. It'll come back around again, especially if your kids are able to keep that mentality even through a couple tough seasons. And so they're not going to be a pushover by any means. We're going to have to come and play some of our best ball in order to give us an opportunity to win. And I'm sure they're hungry for wins too. So it'll be an interesting matchup, especially on the intensity side, and see who's got enough grit to finish out the game.
The HTC, and it starts for you at Winston on Friday. You know, we can talk here about Winston specifically, or maybe just the conference, because the conference looked really balanced this year. It looks like, you know, I think everybody in the conference can go in at least with a level of success and feel like we can play against any team in this conference this year.
Right, especially on this girls' side, there's a lot more balance to it. There are going to be a few favorites, I think, but I think for the rest of us, the field is wide open. You know, it's going to be fun to see teams battle early on and throughout the season and see how the conference shapes up. And so there'll be a lot of fun matchups.
What will the girls have to do specifically against Winston to get a road W on Friday, Coach?
Well, I think we're going to have that killer mentality of wanting to put several points on the board. That will be a huge help. A little bit of better execution of our offense, whether it be man-to-man offense or zone offense. We still got to have that mentality of being aggressive to score. And on the other side, I think, you know, if our defense can create some turnovers at times, that'll be huge for us.
We'll be back here in just a minute, and we'll talk boys basketball with Coach Clark coming up next.